This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Psst, I have a secret to tell you. Come a little closer. It's time for the puzzle. Joining me is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
So I understand you are in New York City this week. What's going on?
Well, I'm at the NPR Bureau in Manhattan. And I'm here to do a rehearsal for Ask Me Another, you know, NPR's quiz and game show, which is going to be taped in 2 weeks and aired sometime in July.
With the host, Ophira Eisenberg. It's a great
show. Oh, man, she's good. And I have an original puzzle for that.
Very cool. So remind us, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, I asked you to think of a word starting with G. I said change the G to a T and rearrange the letters after the T. The result will be a new word with the same meaning as the original word. And the answer is giant and titan.
Okay, so this week, about 550 listeners got the answer correct, and our randomly selected winner is Bonnie Kind. Congratulations, Bonnie.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited.
So how'd you figure this one out?
Well, I have my own rules, which involve no looking things up, no paper and pencil, and when I can't sleep at night, I think about the puzzle, and Wednesday night, it somehow popped into my head. Through some process I don't understand, there it was.
Sometimes you never know how
That's
it comes.
Right.
And I understand you're from Germantown, Maryland?
I am.
How do you spend your days in that part of the world?
Well, I'm retired, and when it's not too hot, I like to play tennis, run, hike, and read and do crossword puzzles.
Fabulous. So you will be well prepared for today.
I don't know about that.
Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
I've been playing since postcard days.
Great. Well, we're so happy to have you here. Will Shortz is on the line. Do you have a question for Will?
Will, I've been doing crossword puzzles actually since college, and I wonder how you are able to come up with so many different kinds of word puzzles. Is it something you've always done, or do you work at it?
Well, I certainly work at it. Yeah, I've been making puzzles since I was 8 or 9, and crosswords really, I didn't start making crosswords until my 20s.
It's puzzle magic, Bonnie.
Right.
There is no answer.
I think that's the right answer.
It's an enigma wrapped in a mystery. Okay, without further ado, Bonnie, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Only if you'll help me.
Oh, okay, I will. Will, let's do it.
All right, Bonnie and Rachel, every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase in which the letter I is inserted somewhere inside the first word to get the second word. For example, if I gave you the clue sneeze or snort, you would say nose noise.
Oh, okay.
You got it?
Put an I inside the first word to get the second word.
Yes, I've got
it. Here's number one, an angry cleaning woman.
Mad maid.
That's it. Number two is an expo that's a long way off.
Far fair.
Uh-huh. To rid chemist Marie of a disease.
Cure Curie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cry of horror from a film ogre.
I think I'm going to need some help. Oh, a film ogre.
A film ogre.
Oh, the Hulk.
No, more modern.
More modern. I'm afraid I don't know, so help me.
Okay, is it a Shrek shriek?
It's a Shrek shriek is right. Okay, equal power held between Republicans and Democrats.
Equal power.
Well, first of all, what are the Republicans?
The parties.
They're a party, and put an I in there.
Party parody.
Is
very
it?
Good.
As dazzling as a big wide grin, for example.
Wide grin is a smile.
Yes, and put an I in there. And I said the clue is as dazzling,
as a smile simile.
That's a smile simile, right? Dissuades people who are trying to lose weight.
Deters dieters.
Excellent. Ooh. Dogs in a French city that hosts an annual film festival.
Can canine.
That's it. Kind person who's not Jewish.
Gentle Gentile.
That's right. And your last one, daydreams of Paul, who warned colonists, the British are coming, the British are coming.
Reveries.
Is it. Nice job.
Bonnie, that was excellent.
Now I can relax.
Oh, take a deep breath.
Yes.
You were fabulous.
I enjoyed it.
For playing the puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, puzzle books, and games. It's very exciting.
That it is. It is. I've always wanted a lapel pin.
Now is your chance. I'm so happy for you. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, Bonnie, what is your public radio station?
I am a member of WAMU.
Our local favorite, WAMU in Washington, D.C.
That's right.
Bonnie Kind of Germantown, Maryland. Bonnie, thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from our old pal, Merle Regal, who's one of the country's top crossword makers, and his puzzles appear in Sunday newspapers all over the U.S. Can you name three common three-letter words that are all synonyms and which together consists of 9 different letters of the alphabet? And here's a hint, the letters A and O are not used. So again, 3 common three-letter words that are all synonyms. Together they consist of 9 different letters of the alphabet. Don't use A and O. What words are these?
All right, when you've got the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just 1 entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.